sport?
Breaking is a competitive dance sport. It makes its Olympic debut at Place de la Concorde in Paris on the 9th and 10th of August. Find out more.
Breaking, a new Olympic sport.
It's American. Breakdancing was a street dance invented in poor neighborhoods of New York City in the 1970s. With rap music, scratching, and graffiti art, it was part of a new subculture known as hip-hop. At parties in the Bronx borough, DJs played records and created instrumental breaks. Dancers loved these moments, which were perfect for improvised dancing and challenges.
From art to sport. Since the 1990s, breakdancing has evolved from an art form to a sport called breaking. In competitions, break girls, B-girls, and break boys, B-boys, perform to music in a series of dance battles. One breaker performs and then their opponent responds. No one knows the music in advance. Breakers have to improvise for the judges.
A way of life. Today, breaking is competitive. The aim is to score more points than your opponent in a battle and advance to the next round. But it's also friendly, with a party atmosphere. It's a culture and a community that inspire and motivate each other. Breakers don't want the breaking lifestyle to disappear just because it's now an Olympic sport.
Style and technique. Breaking is physically very demanding. Top B-boys and B-girls train for 6 to 7 hours a day. They have to be excellent dancers and gymnasts, but also strong acrobats and athletes. In competitions, 60% of the score is for technique, creativity, and performativity. 40% is for personality, variety, and musicality. But the most important thing in breaking is finding your own style.